Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. You know, there's a Republican governor of South Dakota named Kristi Noem, N-O-E-M. She's really bad news. She's running for president in 2024. Now, South Dakota did produce presidential candidate. His name was George McGovern in 1972. He was a Democratic nominee. He was the peace candidate. We're going to take us out of the Vietnam War in 1972. He ran against Richard Nixon. Richard Nixon had a dirty trick squad go after him. One of the things that hurt George McGovern was that he had Thomas Eagleton as vice president on his ticket. Thomas Eagleton was a senator from Missouri, really a fine guy. But unfortunately, Eagleton had some mental issues. And occasionally he would check in without publicity to a mental health clinic. And in those days, believe it or not, they would give you electric shocks. Okay, this is 1972. They don't do that now. And so the Republicans found out and basically said Eagleton was crazy and was getting electric shocks. Well, you couldn't run a presidential campaign with that issue, even though it had nothing to do with Eagleton's performance. So Eagleton resigned from the ticket. Sergeant Shriver, brother-in-law of John F. Kennedy and Bobby Kennedy, married to their sister, came on, and he was a fine guy, but his government experience had been limited to just running the Peace Corps under John Kennedy. So you had George McGovern, the peace candidate, get out of Vietnam. And then you had Sergeant Shriver at the end, and I think they won one state, as I recall. And they didn't even win South Dakota either. I think they won maybe Massachusetts. So that's what happened the last time there was a South Dakota governor. But I'll tell you what, George McGovern was a very, very fine guy. And one of the odd things about him, he was the peace candidate. He'd also flown about 30 bombing missions in the Second World War, you know, over flak in Europe, dropping bombs. The guy had a lot more war experience than Richard Nixon, I can tell you that. But in any event, fast forward, South Dakota has now produced another candidate, this one a defective individual. You know, if you look at Kristi Noem, she reminds me of Michelle Bachmann. They're both attractive women, but they have nuclear furnaces for eyeballs. I mean, I'm not kidding. They look at you and it looks like a pair of Sidewinder missiles are coming right at them down your throat. There's a very unpleasant intensity, a kind of subdued violence in the gaze that's disconcerting, and right wing, very right wing. Remember Michelle Bachmann, how bad she was. Michelle Bachmann, Congresswoman from Minnesota, no longer in the Congress. Kristi Noem is the same. They're peas in a pod, fellow travelers and running dogs. So she announces that she will take every action available to her, and there's a lot of implicit threat in that, to stop any Biden, quote, Biden vaccine mandates. All right. Well, Biden has requested that everybody get vaccinated. They've required masks on public transportation. He's now asked private employers, universities, and others to get vaccinated. He's told the federal government employees to get vaccinated, but he has done nothing about telling the people of South Dakota outside of those categories to get vaccinated. He should, though. You want to know why? Because of the top three counties in the United States that have the most significant and alarming increases in COVID cases. South Dakota has two of them, and Montana has one of them. South Dakota has two of them by percentage. She simply doesn't care. There are not only no mask mandates there, and no attempt by Kristi Noem to even address this issue, but this is the crowd, remember, early on, before vaccine, where you had meatpacking workers on the cutting floor, And hundreds of them were getting infected with COVID because they were standing side by side. They had no masks. The assembly line went really quick. A chicken had come along. One guy is supposed to yank off the legs. The other guy is supposed to yank off the head and blah, blah, blah. And they'd speed it up. So it was sort of like Lucille Ball in that famous one where she's working the candy factory with her buddy and it goes so fast, she starts eating the candy. These guys all got sick. They were 6 inches away, 12 inches away from each other. Finally, they put in plastic shields. By the way, there's new data to show that the plastic shields may actually hurt. Why do they hurt? Because they impede the flow of fresh air, which is needed to clear virus air. So if you get a little pocket of virus air in front of you, the fresh air that could clear it away doesn't come in. Take a look at that, Google it. So I'm not at all convinced about plastic shields. But now she's trashing vaccines. She's an anti-vaxxer and an anti-masker. And the attitude of Kristen Noem and of the anti-maskers and anti-vaxxers in the Republican Party is culling the herd. And that's Ron Johnson's. And he said that, you know, some people will die, he understands, but that's the way it is. And implicitly, what they won't say is that a lot of people who die are elderly, have medical conditions and so forth, or are meat workers who mostly are immigrants. So they really don't care. What they don't understand, not that it makes any difference, is that there are a lot more pediatric cases now too. But you've got to look at these interviews with Kristen Noem, and honest to Pete, I mean, it's like a vampire. A vampire comes right out of the grave and she thinks she's running for president. She's very bad news. Just keep that in mind, Kristen Noem. Kristen Noem. There's a development in the Havana syndrome, this time in Vietnam. We had two U.S. diplomats get very sick. Kamala Harris is supposed to visit. Her trip was delayed. I believe, and others believe, that this may have been done in effect to screw up her trip, somehow, you know, stick a stick in the spokes of her bike. But what is Havana syndrome? Havana syndrome is simply directed microwave energy. And it's happened to our diplomats, and they can get very, very sick. Very, very sick. They get severe headaches, neurological damage, ear pain, nausea, fatigue, insomnia, sluggishness, and long-term neurological damage. Several have had to retire. It typically happens in their living space in these countries. So whoever's doing it can't penetrate our embassies. Many of them are the ones who are working on Russian issues. Russia is very likely behind this. What do we do? Do we retaliate? Do we sicken their people too? They don't care. Remember 20 years ago when Putin came in, Russian submarine went down in the Baltic. Swedish salvage ships and American salvage ships offered to bring it up. He turned it down. He was on vacation. He says it's got to be Russians. They were running out of oxygen and they all died. They asphyxiated before he got back from vacation. They don't care in Russia. They'll kill their own people. So he doesn't care if we sicken them. There've got to be sanctions to stop this. It's being done to our diplomats around the world, from Europe to the Caribbean to Asia and everywhere else. We have got to strike back. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.